Brendan, must be a good feeling around the group after the last few weeks.
Yeah, it's just more validation that we're heading in the right direction. Our system's growing. Our youngsters are growing. Our leadership's growing. So there's still a lot of work to do. We can't be blinded by just two wins of late. We've still got a lot of work, and we've got a huge challenge this week. You saw a really determined St Kilda beat a very talented team in the GWS. So we're under no illusions. It's going to be a big contest, but one we're really looking forward to.
Are they a good measuring stick for you, given, I mean, the journey they've been on? They're a young team building towards something as a chance to sort of measure yourself against a team that's gone through something similar?
Yeah, well, it's a credit to St Kilda. Their list built over a number of years now with Richo, and they've developed through the draft and a bit of trading in there. So, you know, they're now at a level where they're competing and looking to be in the top group on the ladder. So, it's a great challenge for us. So one our players are really, really eager for.
What do you see St Kilda's strengths, just while we're talking about St Kilda?
Yeah, it's many and varied strengths. They intercept the ball well in defence and rebound well off there. Robertson, Carlisle, those types. And they've got really good midfield depth, which are using the ball really well forward to centre, by the way. And as a result, they're scoring well. So, you know, Stephen, Ross, Montagna, there's some really good names there to use the ball well forward to centre. And as a result, they've got good balance both in offence and defence.
Do you send someone to Jack Stephen, or do you try and go head-to-head?
No, it's a good consideration. We'll probably weigh that up as the game unfolds and see how he's going, yeah. But one we'll consider.
Is there any chance we could see Patrick Cripps
and him? Oh, maybe. They're two different players, yeah. Cripps is a little bit more of an inside contested player. Stephen can do that and break away. So I think you'll see him match up around stoppages, yeah.
Zach Fisher back in. How's the hamstring and how's he going?
No, he's really good. He's come through fine. And the one thing about him is he's learnt to look after his body in the last 6-7 months. It's a big shock to their bodies the first year, and he's doing that really well. He's approached it with a real professional manner. And what we think is he brings really good ball use forward to centre. He kicks the ball well. We like to have it in his hands and on that little left foot he's got.
Have you seen a lot of progress in his actual the football side of it as well as the physical side?
Yeah, well, the games he's played, he's held his own. You saw against the Suns a few weeks back, and when he touches the ball, things happen, so he's important for us.
Another young player, Petrescu Seton, got the Rising Star nomination this week. Is he at a level that you expected, or has he exceeded them, given what he's been able to do over the last few weeks?
Stephen Sylvain, his team knew that he was a really talented player, and we'd watched a lot of vision of him, so did he exceed it? I'm not sure, but he did play a really special quarter last week. But the one thing I want to really emphasise about Samo is, and a lot of our first-year players, is that they've got real gratitude. They really appreciate the club's history. They're not taking a game of AFL for granted whatsoever. It's an earned right, and Samo, from where he's come from to now, just oozes gratitude, and that's a great value and one that we want right through our footy club.
Don't want to put the mockers on anything like that, but he would have to be a contender for the middle of form this season, wouldn't he?
Too early to discuss, yeah.
I noticed as well, just looking at some stats, that the club's last in clearances. I mean, is that a bit of a third? Is that something that you really put as a focus, try and build on that, or...?
It depends where they are on the ground. There's all sorts of things that unfold in and around clearances. It's... you can lose a clearance and still win the territory battle. So there's a lot of variables. It's just a little bit too superficial to just look at a clearance number. There's lots of layers that coaches look through, but won't go through now. Yeah.
Do you see, where do you rank St Kilda? It is still early in the season, but, how highly do you regard them in terms of the overall mix of teams?
Well, the competition's showing it can change really quickly. It's a lot of mindset involved. But what I do know, I think they've built their list really well, and they've got, as I mentioned before, a good balance between offence and defence. They're scoring well on entries and defending well. So that balance says that they're going to be a contender and give us a real challenge that we're looking forward to this week. Yeah, a lot of respect for them.
Just not necessarily on this game, but there's been a bit of renewed talk about the draft age and whether it should be bumped up a year. I mean, this is a club that's seen so many youngsters come through it and doing really well with that as well. And do you have an opinion on whether it should be bumped up by a year or thoughts around it?
Listen, without giving that question a little bit more thought in time, but What I do know is life experiences are invaluable for AFL players, because it just gives more perspective. It can give you that value of gratitude. So if players are drafted, somehow being able to give more life experiences as well as being a professional footballer is important. And if it's another year, maybe it's something to consider, but I'd have to give that a little bit more thought. But I like the idea of life experiences, not just being a professional footballer, somehow merging.